It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, who's getting a very well-deserved day off, together with Susan, coach of our. How are you again?
Doing very well. It's a beautiful evening.
It is. It's getting, it's beautiful out there. Well, joining us right now is Laura Reese from Heritage Foundation. And Laura, how are you today?
I am well, and I'm speaking to you from the swamp.
The swamp?
Yeah.
Are you undercover? Are you deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker?
No, just in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess you're going to be talking about, what is it, unlimited illegal immigration?
Yes. Joe Biden has been very busy in week one, signing many executive orders, unfortunately, several on immigration, where he is... he attempted to suspend all deportations for the first 100 days, but fortunately, a federal judge in Texas has put a temporary injunction on that, but also terminating the travel restrictions that were carefully crafted by the Trump administration and approved by Chief Justice Roberts, as well as introducing or sending legislation to Congress that would provide amnesty to the anywhere from 11 to 20 plus million illegal aliens who are here in the country.
And how long would it be before they can start voting? Because that's what's really going to make the impact.
Well, depending on the group, whenever they can get their green card and then wait 3 more years. So they did carefully time that for 8 years for regular, I'll call them illegal aliens, and then a shorter period for DACA recipients, agricultural workers, and those with temporary protected status. They would be eligible sooner.
How much sooner? I'm thinking in terms of 2022, 24.
No, it wouldn't be as fast as 22. It would, I want to say, 3 years max.
All right. Well, hypothetically, what if this causes the kind of backlash that I think to a degree it's going to cause? And they don't get those new voters in place in time, and 2022 comes around and they get clobbered in the midterms. Could that short circuit some of this?
Well, yes. And fortunately, the past 20 years in Congress, every time they try to do comprehensive immigration reform, the bill becomes so large that it dies of its own weight. They can't get enough votes to pass it. They can't get 60 votes in the Senate. Now, you know, filibuster was a very key question on all of this. It looks like filibuster will be kept for now, although I'm not, you know, totally confident that that's a long-term security for us, but assuming that stays in place, there will be a difficult time for the president to get a bill through. For one reason, the legislation that he proposed has zero border security in it. And every past immigration bill, the Gang of Eight, the Gang of, you know, pick your number, has always included border security. So they're starting from a very, very weak position. So I'm hopeful that the continued inability of Congress to get a bill passed will hold.
Laura, isn't the basic message from Joe Biden to America, I want to replace your votes. I want to overwhelm you. And my only goal is to cement my party in one party rule and do this.
Well,
I mean, really, isn't that the whole outcome of this? If they get even 10 million new votes, and it won't be, it'll be 20. If they get that kind of new power, how does any party, much less the Republicans, compete with that?
That seems to be their thought, their strategy, given the timing on the citizenship. But also, I mean, all of these actions, whether it's the executive orders or the legislation sent to the Hill, they are prioritizing illegal immigrants over lawful immigrants over U.S. citizens. I mean, truly, hardworking Americans are at the bottom of this hierarchy, which is, you know, who does he represent? He swore to uphold the Constitution and protect and uphold the laws for Americans.
Well, I think the legal immigrants seem to be the people who are justifiably most hot under the collar about this. These folks waited in line. They went through the process just like they're supposed to, and now they're just being kind of slapped in the face with the pie.
Absolutely. And you know, you talk to groups on the left and to the media on the left, and they solely focus on the illegal aliens, why they should get green cards, why we should let more people in. They don't talk about lawful immigration. They don't encourage people to come here lawfully. They don't tell families, don't bring your children here illegally. They are solely about making illegal immigration easier instead of making lawful immigration better.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've noticed, Laura, that they never, ever put anything in place to benefit legal immigration. Never. And what I mean is this. It seems like everything the Democrats are doing beyond just grabbing power is setting it up so that there are literally no advantages to coming here legally.
Yes. In fact, one of the sections in the proposal that President Biden sent to the Hill changes the word alien, which is in the law, to non-citizen. So they are truly trying to erase the line between illegal and legal immigrants and put it just one step short of U.S. citizen, which not only ignores illegal status, but temporary visitors and lawful permanent residents.
Laura, what do you see this doing in the electorate? Because, you know, a lot of people on the right now are depressed anyway. They're feeling like the election was stolen, or at least that the numbers were very massaged by some various activities. And now they hear that Biden wants to bring in 20 million new voters in time. I mean, what do you think that this could produce a lot of the kind of anger where you could see pushback in the midterms?
Well, I do for a few reasons. One, Americans didn't like the immigration policies under President Obama, and that's one
right.
of the reasons you know, Trump became president. Two, he is so quickly overreaching. Truly, we've been at this 1 week, and it feels like we've been at this for months at this point. All executive orders, and I think people have quickly woken up to, hey, not only is this not a way that our government is supposed to operate, but two, the policies are just outrageous. And so I think the Texas decision to temporarily enjoin the suspension of deportation hopefully is a positive sign that other states will also fight these changes by his administration. But the Democrats are very good at overreaching when they have power, and they haven't disappointed. So I think it's a quick, rude awakening to not just people who voted for Trump, but even some people who voted for Biden.
Well, and to your point, Bernie Sanders is warning that they're overreaching so fast they're going to lose in 2022. And the New York Times is even telling Joe Biden, stop with the executive orders, you know, go through the proper channels, go through Congress. You're overstepping.
Yep, yep. He really is. I mean, it's within a week, it has drawn criticism from parts that you wouldn't expect. Now, there were supposed to be more immigration executive orders signed today, rolling back the asylum changes that the Trump administration made. And I just checked, and he did not sign them. So I don't know if maybe they got the message to slow down or what's going on. But, you know, we'll see.
Well,
in weeks two.
He's governing like an emperor right now. Let's face facts. I mean, he's governing by fiat. And I think it's going to anger a lot of people if he keeps pushing this. Hey, really quick here on illegal immigration. Here's what I don't understand, Laura. Why do so many people embrace this kind of mentality when if you have all these people, the reason they're coming from there to here is because they think here is better. But if you get rid of a wall, if you get rid of any kind of border control, then everything they don't like about there follows them here. Am I making any sense here?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, it's just like state to state. Why do you go to what you perceive to be a better state only to keep voting the way you didn't like it before? And so far, U.S. has been able to absorb that. But as we see, you know, Georgia turn purple or blue, and now, you know, Texas be threatened to turn, or excuse me, yeah, blue, are we still able to absorb this? Perhaps not. And so that might need to be a message that Republicans pick up and start using is you keep allowing these illegal immigrants, one, to come in and two, to stay.
Right.
And this whole country is turning purple, if not blue.
Okay, Laura, really quick here before I let you go. Prediction on 2022, an early prediction. How much does this impact it?
I think it impacts quite a bit. The House, well, both chambers are so close. They're so evenly split. I think Republicans can take both chambers back.
Okay, this is, folks, you're listening to Laura Reese. That's R-I-E-S from Heritage Foundation. Laura, how can people read your writings and connect with you?
They can go to heritage.org and read lots of pieces on immigration and reach me that way. My Twitter handle is Laura Reese, L-O-R-A-R-I-E-S.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Laura. We'll have you back, all right?
Thanks so much.
You bet. Have a great weekend. And you bet. And up next, we're going to be talking to South Dakota Tourism. I'm getting kind of excited about that. But in the meantime, America National Insurance. Folks with fires, blizzards, and just things going wrong, you need someone who always treats you right. Make sure you have the coverage you really need in unpredictable times by calling Paul Leuenberger at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
All right, Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You know, I keep saying it, don't wait until you retire. A reverse mortgage line of credit will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it, and Bruce Simmons can show you how. Give Bruce a call at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
All right, Flesh and Beck is up next. I know what you're thinking. Something's gone wrong, maybe a car accident, but you can't afford a good lawyer. No, you can't afford not to have a good one. And Kevin Flesh works on a contingency basis. He doesn't get paid if you don't win. So get yourself a great lawyer with Kevin Flesh. That's F-L-E-S-C-H. Call Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Susan Kochevar. And on the line right now, we have Michelle Thompson, who is the president of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association. Michelle, how you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, but I just want to know, are you completely, do you wake up every day absolutely racked with guilt with all the business you're stealing from Colorado? I mean, do you wake up every morning and just say, my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this to Colorado. I'm a terrible person.
You know, I really don't.
Well,
we welcome people to come out and see us. You wouldn't even believe the number of Colorado plates we're seeing in South Dakota right now. So keep on coming out and seeing us.
Yeah, I would believe it,
yeah.
Actually.
Me too.
Let me throw a few things out right now. And I wanted to get into, in just a moment, the big event that you guys are having that we canceled here.
Yes.
So you guys are really booming. But a couple stats here really quick. South Dakota is now tied for first in the nation at, literally, this is jaw-dropping, 3.0% unemployment. That's
awesome.
I mean, that's lower than that you guys had going into COVID. You are also number two in the country for destinations where people are moving. I don't know if you knew that. And
you did.
Yeah, Michelle knows all this stuff. You know, Michelle, I know everybody talks about Christy Noem and that she's a rock star and everything, but you know, it's not just her. The people of South Dakota have buy-in. The people of South Dakota, when I went there, they are relaxed, they are fun, they are friendly, and they are welcoming. And they you know, it's not like they're careless with COVID. It's just that they understand we got, you know, you can't stop all traffic deaths with a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit everywhere.
Right.
You got to have a little balance, and they're very balanced. And also, it's the hard work of people like you. Because you've been working your tail off. I don't know what you make, but they need to double it, because you've been working your tail off, drawing people there in tourism, and your state is booming.
Yeah, we are doing fantastic. You know, we're so lucky to have a supportive governor who's doing the will of the people, and we're still allowing people to come in and visit the state and move to the state if they want to, and
the residents of this area, I just feel so blessed to be a part of this area because, like you said, everybody is so friendly and so welcoming. And, it's just a really great place to be.
But you feel guilty and it's hard. Do you lose a lot of sleep about Colorado? I mean, you wake up at 2 a.m. just thinking, how can I do this to Colorado? I'm taking all their business.
Will it make you feel better if I say yes?
Nah, not really. I wouldn't believe it. Okay.
It's a safe harbor for everyone.
let's talk stock show, Michelle. We gave ours up, which threw away, yes, our wonderful governor, who isn't so wonderful, threw away about $20 million in business. Mm-hmm. How's things going up there?
Things are fantastic. I am so excited that the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo kicks off today. Tonight we have Rodeo Rapid City with the PRCA Extreme Bulls, and tomorrow night we have the PRCA Extreme Bronx. And we'll run all through the week through next Saturday. So, yeah, lots of people in town for the stock show.
Yeah, I mean, how does this comparing to past stock shows?
Honestly, I think it'll be a little bit down, which is okay. You know, we still want everybody to be safe and keep their social distance and do whatever they need to do to keep themselves healthy. So I think we'll be a little bit down. But the weather is great, so we may get a lot of people coming in last minute. We have a lot of, you know, farmers and ranchers from around the region that may make last minute decisions to come to town. And there are definitely a lot of people in town right now, so it won't be a small stock show by any means.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because there is a little bit of distancing, but all I saw when I was up there was self-policing. You know, people might distance a little bit, might not. You saw a few masks, but you didn't see them everywhere. It was just kind of a very moderate thing where people were basically making their own decisions on how safe they wanted to be. But the bottom line is, you got a lot of people up there right now.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, like I said, we just ask everybody to do what they feel they have to do to keep themselves and everybody else safe.
All right. Well, how are things going for, say, the restaurant and hotel industry with this thing? I mean, is everything booked up solid? Do they still have any openings? Can people still sneak up there? Because doesn't this run about 2 weeks?
It'll run through next weekend.
Oh, okay. So 1 week. So just over a week. Okay.
Yeah, and there's definitely hotel availability still. Not all of the hotels are full. You know, a lot of the hotels that are right near the Monument Center where the stock show is being held, a lot of those are more full. There are a lot of vendors still in the area, but there definitely is availability. So if people want to come out, definitely check out Rapid City and you'll be able to find a place to stay. Check out the BlackHillStockShow.com to see all of the events that are going on throughout the week.
Well, Andy, it might be time for somebody to make plans even for next year because we're not going to have a stock show here next year either. That's been nixed too.
No.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Oh,
so wow. I'm going to South Dakota.
Michelle, what did you do?
You're welcome.
Michelle, what did you do to convince our governor to throw away another stock show?
Well, that's a secret. I guess we can't tell you that.
You are powerful indeed. You are powerful indeed. My gosh. Let me ask you this. With so many people flooding to, I want to talk about you for a moment. So many people flooding to South Dakota right now, wanting to look it over, maybe to live or just go there and just be a little bit free. Not careless, but free, right? Are you busy? Are you just, I have a feeling you're just being overwhelmed half the time.
Yeah, it is pretty busy. We actually, we manage the Black Hills Visitor Information Center as well. So we get a lot of visitor calls coming in and we do get a lot of calls from people who are inquiring about moving here or coming to visit and check out the area, which is amazing because the weather has been tremendous this year. And so visitation, while of course it does dip, it's not like it is in the summer. We've still been doing really well throughout the fall and into the winter. So yeah, I anticipate spring will be busy and summer will be really fantastic for us.
See, that would be my only problem. I want some snow. It's so dry and arid here in Colorado. When we get it, there's snow, but you know, not nearly enough. I love the idea of going through the Black Hills and having snow coming down. And it's just, oh my gosh, it is so beautiful up there. Hey, what else do you guys have coming up here in January?
Well, yet this weekend we have Winterfest in Lead. So they'll be celebrating all things winter in Lead, which is the community that's right next to Deadwood. And then also this weekend is the Deadwood Snowcross Shootout, which will be professional snowmobiling races in Deadwood. And then part of that, I know I talked about it last time because this is one of my favorite events, is the Canine Keg Pull,
where dogs of all sizes pull kegs of all sizes racing in Deadwood. So that'll be a lot of fun this weekend. And then next weekend is Mardi Gras weekend in Deadwood. So there'll be a celebration and lots of Cajun food and fun happening there.
Okay, well, back up here. The dogs pulling kegs? Now, it's not like those kegs are going to, you know, actually contain alcohol of some sort and people are going to be drinking from them.
Well, there may be some drinking going on in Deadwood during this time frame, but no, the kegs are empty that the dogs are pulling. And it's really a lot of fun to watch, like I said, dogs of all sizes pulling these kegs down next to
Wait a minute. So you got like chihuahuas pulling kegs?
Absolutely.
Are they muscled up chihuahuas? I mean, do they work out? They do, you know, roids and stuff like that?
They get little tiny kegs.
Oh, okay.
Adorable.
That sounds adorable. Gosh, you guys have a lot of fun. I remember when I went up to Lead and, of course, to, I'm suddenly forgetting Deadwood. I was able to gamble there without a mask. It was fantastic.
Nice.
It was absolutely fantastic. And once again, you know, they've got some plexiglass between a lot of the machines. You know, they got some safety things up. But they have them up and you relax and you play and you have fun. All I can say is, you guys, it's so relaxing, and maybe your governor just gets it. If you let people relax, they'll spend money.
Well, yeah, that seems to be working. You know, like you said, there is plexiglass. There's lots of hand sanitizer. There are signs for social distancing. We're reminding people to be safe, but we're not mandating that people need to do anything.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Except
okay.
Have fun.
I know.
We mandate that you have fun.
I know. A fun state. There are only two or three left, so, you know, out of 50, so that's really impressive right now. Well, okay, that's fantastic. And once again, I got to say it, 3% unemployment.
We're pretty lucky.
During COVID, that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Michelle, part of that is the job you are doing with your industry. It's fantastic. Hey, how can people contact you, Michelle, and look into all the great things happening in South Dakota?
Sure. If people are interested in coming out to the Black Hills and checking out all of the different attractions and events and things that we have going on, they can go to blackhillsbadlands.com. And if they want to give us a call and ask us some questions, the number is 605-355-3600. We'd be happy to help anybody out.
One more time with the number.
Sure. 605-355-3600.
All right, Michelle, do me a favor. Will you have a great weekend?
Thank you. I will. You too. I'm heading out to the K9 keg pole.
K9 keg pole. Gosh, I'm jealous. All right. We'll see you next time, Michelle. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Bye. Okay. Purefoy Chevrolet. Folks, if you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle, they got you covered with a full lot of great cars at a place where you're treated like family. Check out the gorgeous 2021s at purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311. Purefoy Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. The same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Your retirement plan doesn't need to be complicated. Al Smith doesn't use fancy software to create 20-page reports full of charts and graphs. Instead, he meets you with his 15 years of experience, a calculator, and some basic information about the money you've already saved. He wants you to walk away from that first meeting feeling confident instead of confused. At Golden Eagle Financial, Al believes your foundational retirement plan should be simple. Look at how much money you have now. Estimate how much your investments are likely to grow over the next few years, and decide how you want to pull that money out so it lasts as long as you need it to. Then, once you have your fundamental retirement plan in place, Al will talk to you about planning ahead for unforeseen events. Schedule a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial now and take the mystery out of retirement planning. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisor.
All right, Geno's Auto. Right now, Geno's Auto Service, that's Geno's with a J. They've been around 38 years. They're having a sale on Napa starters and alternators. When those go out, they are so expensive, aren't they? I mean, they are they're outrageous. Well, get one at a discount. Just call Geno's at 303-794-6700, or you can find them at genosautoservice.com.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Susan Kochevar, the great Susan Kochevar. And on the line right now is Jersey Joe. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing? I know it drives people nuts, but I only get a chance to do that like once every couple weeks. So it just means too much to me. What's happening, Joe? Hey, wait. Before I even let you get into it, do you have any chick flicks you like? We did chick flicks last hour.
You know, I heard Ghost, and I kind of really did like Ghost quite a bit. With Whoopi Goldberg just ran away with that. I just loved it.
I thought so, too. She was just kicking. Okay, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. What do you got on your plate today?
I like to do kind of a lightning round. I like to hit about six or seven different things a minute or two apiece, but first a little sports humor.
All right.
Reporter recently asked Michael Jordan if he thought his 1990 Bulls could beat LeBron James Lakers today, and Jordan said, of course, and the reporter said, by how much? He said, 3 to 5 points, and the reporter said, why would you think it'd be such a close game? And Jordan said, well, most of us are almost 60 by now.
You know, the funny thing is Jordan has that big of an ego, and I mean it a good way, in a confidence way.
Yeah,
that's funny. I love it.
Okay. The next one, most of your listeners probably don't know who Groucho Marx is. Susan, do you know who Groucho Marx was?
I do.
Well, here's a quote from Groucho Marx that is truer today than it ever was when he said it 50 years ago. He defined politics as the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Could that be any truer?
Absolutely dead on. That's why you want a small government.
I'll bet he never knew he was a prophet. I mean, my gosh, if that doesn't paint a picture of 2021, nothing does, Joe.
Nothing. Well, actually, I have one. I have something I think is even more on point. This is another 50-year-old quote. And here you go. The media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. And that's power, because they control the minds of the masses. The press is so powerful in its image-making role, it can make the criminal look like he's the victim and make the victim look like he's the criminal. This is the press, an irresponsible press. It will make the criminal look like he's the victim and make the victim look like he's the criminal. Susan, any idea who spoke those words?
Ronald Reagan?
First of all, do you agree? Could
yes.
that be any more spot on?
Yes, that's exactly it. Well, that's what they're doing with all of the Trump supporters, right? We're the bad people.
It was actually the black activist Malcolm X spoke those words 50 years ago. Yeah.
Well, he was dead on
50 years ago.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you something. If the media, hypothetically, let's say the media was balanced today, all right? just report the news, no favoritism. How much does Trump win by?
Oh, I think Trump takes it by the same margin that Biden won by. I mean, you've seen the stats where I'm trying to remember what percentage of the voters never even heard the story about Hunter Biden.
Oh, it was incredible.
And so I don't know if you saw the analysis, but some huge percentage of the electorate never even heard the story. And then they asked the electorate, if you had heard the story, would that have changed how you voted? And about a third of those said it would have absolutely. And if you do the math on those who hadn't heard it and those who would have changed their vote had they heard it, it would have put Trump squarely in the win column. Had the media covered the Hunter Biden story, the China Hunter Biden story. But by them burying that story, they basically gave Biden the election.
You know, the big difference now, Joe, that I would say between now and 10, 15 years ago in politics is that it was always this incredible left-wing media dominance. But now that is partnered with incredible left-wing big tech dominance, dominance of these platforms. Right.
Facebook, Twitter.
Exactly.
Down. Yep.
I have never seen that kind of dominance by one party in that arena, you know, just getting news and thought out there. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, they always dominated academia. They dominated entertainment.
Right.
They dominated the media. But now with big tech literally dominating what we ourselves, forget about what the news puts out, what we ourselves can put out. If I tried to put out something the other day talking about Fauci, mm-hmm. you know, and just saying Fauci wants us to, you know, be 6 feet apart, wear three masks, be behind plexiglass, and this won't go away for another year. Because his name was in it, I couldn't post it.
Wow.
You didn't try to post, by the way. Susan, did you know that Fauci is the highest paid government employee in the country and makes more money than the President of the United States? Did you know that?
Yes, I did. And he's never seen a patient. And he also is in charge of that NIH, which is making those vaccines.
Yep.
This man needs to be investigated. Do you know there's an article out of the Village Times out of New York when Fauci was running the situation with HIV, and they had a lot of bad things to say about him. This man has a long, pretty twisted history.
He does, but you'll never hear about it because the media won't allow it. And let me, another observation I have about the media and how the left has, like a cancer spreads. Andy knows that every morning I kind of, Caesar said, you know, keep your friends closer, keep your enemies closer, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. Every morning I spend 15 minutes just cruising the liberal Facebook sites.
And then you spend an hour drinking.
But what I've noticed is even some of the sites that are supposed to be neutral, like Axios. Axios is not, quote, at least the people who publish Axios or who run are not liberals. Yet the liberals have taken over Axios. Every story that goes up, even if it's a neutral story, the liberals will post 30-1 derogatory comments, you know, versus for every and if any conservative tries to say no, that's not right, they will pile on. They'll try to get them banned. So it's just like a cancer. The liberals have just taken over social media.
Oh yeah, and what about Google searches? You put in a term and, let's face it, 19 out of 20 results you get back are left wing.
That's right.
It's incredible. I mean, I have never seen, I always understood the media was going to be totally biased. And because I teach messaging, that's what I do. And so I was always able to recognize the subtleties, which are much more effective than going over the top left wing, the subtle left wing stuff that they would work into it. By the way, if you listen to Fox News, news breaks on the radio, Joe, I don't know if you ever listened to news breaks from CNN, Fox News. The Fox News breaks on the radio are heavily left wing.
Yeah.
The scripts are written by left wing. But anyway, I always knew that they were left wing in molding public thought in that way. But what's new is now they literally dominate what you can search and what you can say. So now they're not dominating what they say. They're dominating what you say.
And on the topic of messaging, I want to point out one of the most effective messaging things they've achieved. Susan, have you been do you believe that fair is synonymous with good?
Fair
is... if something isn't fair, it can't be good?
If something isn't fair, it can't be good? Well, it could be good, but not fair. I mean, some people... Yeah, that's not right.
That's right. But 99% of the people and 100% of liberals believe that fair and good are synonymous. And let me give you an example of why they aren't. I used to travel to Moscow back in the early 80s when it was still part of USSR, United Soviet Socialist Republic. And back then, it was one of the fairest places on earth. All but a few elite politicians, if you wanted a loaf of bread, you had to stand in line for 2 hours like everybody else to get a loaf of bread. And at 2 o'clock, all the stores would close because all their shelves would be empty. It was the fairest place in the world. Now, the USSR dissolved, and now you have Russia, and Russia has embraced capitalism, and Russia now has billionaires, and they mint new millionaires almost every month. So Russia is no longer fair because you have rich people, you have poor people. You have people living in mansions, you have people living in tenements. But in Moscow today, you can go into any store at 10 o'clock at night and walk out 3 minutes later with a loaf of bread under your arm. So it is no longer fair, but you ask any Muscovite, and I have, would you like to go back to the good old days when it was fair, or do you like it now when it's not fair but it's good? And not a single one wants to go back to when it was fair, because when it was fair, it wasn't good.
Well, yeah, and today, basically, the liberals want you to evaluate how happy you are based on the person next to you, not based on how happy you are.
Yeah, and it depends on your definition of fair also. And I think we get back into that, you know, tricking and turning of language with that term fair. You know, is it fair that everybody gets paid the same even though everybody doesn't work the same? That's not fair or good.
Oh. You know, bottom line, Joe, everything's fair in hell.
And here's another. But then you flip this around to a liberal who wants everything fair. Well, is it fair that a minority who scored lower on a civil service exam or a college SAT, is it fair that he gets a preference for either that civil service job or the college admission slot? Is that fair? Well, clearly it isn't fair, because if it was fair, the person with the higher scores and the higher grade point, the higher SAT scores and GPA would get the college slot, and the person with the highest civil service score would get the civil service job.
Well, and
then they'll twist themselves into a pretzel telling you why even though it isn't fair, it's good.
Well, and Joe, how demeaning is that? That's built-in racism. You're basically saying, when you put a law like that in place, that we think black people are dumb.
Yeah,
and we think that the schools, the inner city schools that are entirely run by their party and the people that they like and support, are incompetent. So we're saying both they're dumb and everyone they like is incompetent. Now you have to help them. And I'm thinking, my gosh, you're a bigot.
It's condescending. It's absolutely condescending.
Well, and this from the people who say that numbers and numbers don't lie, or the science doesn't lie. If you really want to follow that, you completely, you just tend to send in the test scores without any, you know, sex, you know, male, female, or race at all, or age, or anything else.
Yeah, just, you know, just G. Smith.
Yeah.
You know, first initial, last name.
You know, and really quick here, because we got to go to break, but, you know, my life was changed by a black man in the military who was my master sergeant. Well, he was actually a tech sergeant named Mike. And the idea of telling Big Mike that he was somehow limited and dumb, one of the most brilliant men I've ever known, who completely turned my life around. And then I hear people say, hey, if you're the color that Mike is, you need help. It's ludicrous. Hey, can we hold you over the break, Joe?
You sure can.
All right, let's take time out. We'll come right back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
You're shooting on the range at Franktown Firearms and something goes wrong with your gun. A jammed round. Maybe you're having trouble picking up your sights. So you walk on over to the gunsmithing department at the back of the store, and one of the gunsmiths on staff takes a look at your firearm. A few minutes later, you're back to firing on the range with a functional gun. Because they've earned the designation Stocking Dealer for Glock and Sig Sauer, as well as Master Dealer for Ruger and Smith & Wesson, Franktown Firearms has more guns in stock. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, they consistently bring in ammo so it's available for you to practice on the range. If it's not in stock, rest assured more will be inbound soon. And as a shooting range with the full-service gunsmithing department on site, Franktown Firearms has the capacity to get your gun back faster. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jersey Joe is on the line. Joe, what else do you have for us?
I want to wrap up by talking about good intentions.
Okay.
You know, there's an old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And conservatives are sometimes, you know, harsh on politicians and liberals, some of the stupid things they want to do. But many of them have good intentions. And I want to start with a quote. If you're familiar with the old Peanuts comic strip, there used to be a scenario where Lucy would have sit in her little cardboard box booth, the psychiatric help, 5 cents, the doctor is in, and Charlie Brown would come and tell him. Did you ever see that?
Loved
that
it.
Setup?
Yep.
Yep. So here's Charlie Brown telling Lucy, "So I bought Linus a new blanket. I thought I was doing the right thing." And Lucy says, "I'm not quite sure how I can put this, Charlie Brown, but let me say this. In all of mankind's history, there has never been more damage done by the people who thought they were doing the right thing." And that's what I think.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and sometimes, you know, sometimes you have to feel sorry. They're not some people are evil. I think Schumer and Pelosi, these are smart, evil people.
Right.
But many, many liberals, they think they're doing the right thing. And
it's a real split between ignorance and malevolence, isn't it?
Malevolence, yeah. Pelosi and Schumer, AOC, malevolence. But you know, you go back to Jesus. You know, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And you know, that's where I think we are right now. There's just so much ignorance, and when I look at these liberal websites, and the ignorance, by the way, is fostered by the media. The ignorance I see on these websites, they think that 100% of the benefit of the Trump tax cuts went to the top 10%. They don't realize that 85% of the middle class benefited from the Trump tax cuts. They think the deficit was caused by the Trump tax cuts. The Trump tax cuts resulted in record tax revenues.
Right.
In
yes.
The 2 years. Record tax revenues. We didn't see a loss of revenues. We saw an increase in, we hit all-time new highs, yet they are convinced that the Trump tax plan was responsible for the increase in the deficit.
Well,
you try and tell them that a family of four making the median U.S. household income saw their taxes go down by 94%, they'll call you a liar. Yet it's easy to prove. That family of four now pays $104 a year in federal income taxes.
And a quick example of how good intentions go wrong. You can look at, you know, for take a poor country in Africa where they send in all this money, all these dollars, and they start, you know, bringing in food and bread and handing out free stuff, and the people can't set up businesses, so they can't become self-sustaining. So that's an example of how good intentions destroy it and hold it down.
The Bombas socks thing, that apparently he put a lot of people out of, in those countries and made socks out of business.
Yep.
Go ahead, Andy.
Joe, you got 10 seconds left. What else you got?
Be good. Thank God you're not a healthcare worker in China. China has now decided nasal swabs are not good enough. They're now doing anal swabs for COVID in China. So if you thought a nasal swab was intrusive, thank God you're not either a patient or a healthcare worker in China.
And with that visual, Joe closes us out for the weekend. Hey, guys, Joe gave you something to think about the entire weekend. Thanks, Joe.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you next week, Joe. Susan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Hey, that'll do it for today. If you missed the first hour, it's up next. Fix It Radio at 9 a.m. tomorrow and Drive Radio at 10. Until then, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.